The world has been reacting to the election of Donald Trump as the 45th President of the United States. The Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, said, "We wish the new president well, that he may have a truly fruitful government." Donald Trump gave a victory speech in which he praised his opponent, Hillary Clinton, for her service to the country and urged Americans to come together as one united people after a deeply divisive campaign. But what are the challenges he faces? Lydia O'Kane spoke to Mattia Diletti, a lecturer in political science at Rome's La Sapienza University.
I think that Clinton was not appealing. In 3 or 4 key states, she lost the election. That's the point. He didn't win so well as we can imagine. It's embarrassing for Clinton to lose in Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Florida. And something is changing. The American electorate didn't vote a new Clinton presidency. They vote against the past, they vote against their economic situation, and that's the point.
You talked about change there, and another surprise vote earlier this year was Brexit. Is there a change in general of the public mood?
Yes. Beginning in the UK, then it moved to USA, and I think it's coming back to Europe. And the mood is very, very close. People feel unsafe about their personal life, their job, their wages. And that's the point. They're against the establishment. And Clinton was too much the establishment.
Obviously, this was a very rancorous election, a very divisive US election. Donald Trump used a lot of harsh rhetoric. Now that he is president-elect, he obviously has to deal with his country internally, but he has to deal with it also externally. So he needs to be the diplomat. So how do you think he's going to be able to deal with the international community?
I believe something very new for him. So I don't know if he's really able to understand how international politics works. I don't know if he will try to have some help in the Washington establishment. I'm sure he will look at the U.S. That's the point. And he will be not very diplomatic with the rest of the world. He will try to look at his country, and I'm sure it's something new that we don't really know what's going to happen. We really don't know what's going to happen in the next months, the next year. And maybe it's really the post-American world now.
Many people obviously would have heard, if they woke early enough this morning to hear Donald Trump's speech, it was a rather conciliatory speech. He praised Hillary Clinton. He talked about unity and healing divisions. Is that really possible? It was very divisive, the election. Do you think he's going to be able to do that?
I don't think so. The US are so divided, and it's very hard to put together again this country. I think we will live with two Americas for a long time, and I'm very worried about that.
Just one final question. Regarding Donald Trump, what do you think his main challenges are as he goes into office?
To keep his promises. He promised many, many things, and it's very hard to give back what he has promised to his electorate. I'm sure he will be in trouble in maybe 1 year, 2 years after the honeymoon that every president knows in his first months.